Do you remember what you learned in seventh grade? Just think back to that period of your life. Or maybe, you know, you've got kids who right now are in seventh grade. Think to what they should be learning about, especially in a class like social studies, right? Like that's history. That's, you know, I don't want to say it's basic history, but maybe you're getting a little more in depth on, you know, things happening in the world, things that have happened in American history. But you're still, what are you in seventh grade? 12, 13 years old? Still pretty young. You're barely a teenager if you are one. You're still a kid in seventh grade, are you not? Might not have even hit puberty, most kids. No, I don't know about most, but, you know, it's 50-50.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. So you're still a kid. There's no doubt about that. Well, got this story out of the Blue Valley School District here in the last couple of days that came to my attention. And I've talked to parents about this, and I've gotten the full story here. So here's the topic. Here's the assignment that came up in a seventh grade Blue Valley class. And the assignment was called The Price of Bananas. Is it worth it? Think to yourself, okay, I'm not sure if that's really the most topical thing and important thing we can be talking about right now. But okay, The Price of Bananas. And what this study does, what this assignment does, is it takes you through how we end up getting our bananas, especially when it comes to the country of Ecuador. And this banana project starts off with explaining how harmful child labor is widespread in Ecuador's banana sector and how these kids are exposed to toxic pesticides and unsanitary water and, you know, how we end up getting these bananas into our kitchen. It's a whole process. It comes from different parts of the world. And frankly, if we knew how most of our food got to our kitchen table, probably might be a little skeezed out by the whole thing. So I'm not sure if this is the most important thing we can be doing in a seventh grade social studies class, but, you know, I'll leave that to the supposed experts to figure out. But I do know this much. What was in this assignment in Blue Valley for seventh graders that was called The Price of Bananas, Is It Worth It? Was wildly inappropriate. So basically, they were talking about how these kids are mistreated that are picking these bananas, how they earn, you know, horrible wages, $3.50 per day in many cases, so slave wages we're talking about, and how they're oftentimes mistreated. Now, the mistreatment is where the inappropriateness comes into play in this seventh grade Blue Valley assignment. In one part of this project, one part of this assignment that was given to these students in the classroom is the topic of sexual harassment. And here's what it says. And once again, a classroom project that was put forth on how we get our bananas. Think about how simple and harmless this could be, but then how deep they take this thing with seventh graders on this classroom assignment. Under the part about sexual harassment, it says here, Human Rights Watch interviewed three young girls, ages 12, 12, and 11, who described being sexually harassed by the then boss of the packing plants on San Fernando and San Alejandro plantations. Human Rights Watch observed a roadside sign bearing the Dole banana logo above the name Las Fincas, strongly suggesting that the plantation group primarily supplies Dole bananas. Marla Mendoza, a 12-year-old who began working on Las Fincas at age 11, explained to Human Rights Watch, quote, there is a boss at the plant who's very sick. This man is rude. He goes around touching girls' bottoms. He is in charge there, and he is always there. He told me that he wants to make love to me once he touched me. I was taking off plastic banana coverings, and he touched my bottom. He keeps bothering me. He goes around throwing kisses at me. He calls me my love. Fabiola Cardoza, a 12-year-old who began working on Las Fincas at age 10, similarly commented, quote, the boss of the packing plant says, oh, my love. When we bend down to pick up plastic bags, he says, and earmuffs, please, earmuffs to the kids in the car. I'm giving you a 5-second warning here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The boss of the packing plants says, quote, a la para meterle huevito. What does that translate into? And it says here what the translation is. In this 7th grade Blue Valley school assignment, there is a good place to stick my bleep. This is in a 7th grade Blue Valley school assignment given to kids about the price of bananas. Is it worth it in terms of how we get our bananas out of Ecuador? So these parents who I spoke to in the Blue Valley School District, they complained. They complained to the schools. And apparently one of the girls in the classroom in this 7th grade Blue Valley class complained about this in the classroom and said, I don't feel comfortable doing this assignment. They were told to sit down and do the assignment. Sit down and shut up. This is overtly sexual content that is being put into something that's supposed to be as harmless as how we get our bananas from Ecuador. They can't even do, in 7th grade classrooms in Blue Valley, they can't even put together and put forth an assignment on how we get our bananas and the price of getting our bananas without making that sexual. If you're going to make that sexual, what else are you going to make sexual? What's next in terms of things that you will try to sexualize in the classroom to 7th graders when you can do it with figuring out how we get our bananas in this country?
So they had to read that as a part of their assignment?
Yes, that was part of the assignment, to read through this case study on how we get our bananas. Yours oldest is what, 5th grade, Mark?
4th grade.
4th grade? You got a couple of years before your daughter's reading about, sexual harassment on Ecuadorian banana plants and then getting as vulgar as the leader of the banana plant saying he wants to stick his bleep inside of 12-year-old girls.
Yeah, that's not good.
That is not good. So these parents, at least one of them that I spoke to, literally started homeschooling their child this week. They said, I'm done with this. They also are alleging that the Blue Valley School District lied about its response. An email was sent out to parents about this content. And what they claimed, what the Blue Valley School District is claiming, is that, well, this was like an accidental link that kids might have clicked on with the work assignment that we weren't actually trying to push on them. No, I've got the pieces of paper. This is not in any way. This has nothing to do with like, well, kids were given a link to do a school assignment, and if they clicked on the wrong link, they may have ended up on this page that talked about sexual abuse of 12-year-olds on a project and an assignment that was supposed to be about bananas coming from Ecuador. That's not what happened. I've got the hard copies. This was a hard copy paper that was given to students. And Blue Valley's trying to cover it up with this kind of nonsense. It's ridiculous.
It's also fair to say that we feel terrible for those girls down in Ecuador.
Of course.
While also saying we don't need our 7th graders to read about that yet.
Correct. Exactly right. You can have incredible sympathy for 12-year-old girls in Ecuador. And listen, this is another example of how good we've got it in America. Anybody who tells you, oh, this country sucks, man. All right, go to Ecuador where young girls are making $3 a day and getting harassed and potentially abused at banana plants. So absolutely true, Mark. There's no doubt about that. But that does not mean that in 7th grade, we are having our children read this kind of content. It is so weird to me that we live in this society now where we're trying to make kids adults, but then we're okay with adults being kids, right? We're trying to push sexualized content on 12-year-old kids in middle school when they're still supposed to be naive. They're still supposed to be kids. They're not supposed to be thinking and embracing and reading this kind of content. But then we're okay with like 38-year-olds living in mom's basement, childless, no marriage, no nothing. And we're supposed to embrace that and push that and view that as a sign of, well, being an individual and I don't need marriage and I don't need kids. That's okay, but we better make sure that we're pushing sexualized content on 12-year-olds in the Blue Valley School District. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? 5767710. Our text line is 816-576-7710 as we approach 8 o'clock on KCMO Talk Radio. Let's squeeze in Carrie. She is in Overland Park. Hello, Carrie. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing just fine on this rainy day. This is not new for Blue Valley. I have two children in Blue Valley. Well, actually, one just graduated. And in seventh grade, she had, for social studies, she, with a group, had to pick a topic and really research it and stuff. And the parents had to sign off on the topic. And I looked at all of them, and I was not comfortable with my seventh grader doing any of them. One was human trafficking, and the other one was like prostitution. It was just, it was things that I wanted topped her out of it. And finally, the teacher's like, how about dirty water? I'm like, okay, we'll do dirty water. But the rest of them were not topics to introduce to seventh graders. Why do we need to get them all jaded before they actually hit reality?
Where do you think that comes from? Is that from the teacher in particular? Is that coming from the administration? What is the reasoning behind that?
So I actually used to be a social studies teacher in Colorado. And it's just the mindset of the teachers. I was the token conservative at my school, and actually most schools. It's a lot of people who are just trying to push their agenda. So you're going to hear about how the polar bears are dying and, and how you must not use plastic bags because you're killing penguins and no pop-tops because you're killing the turtles and stuff like that. It's just, it's their agenda, and this is fresh meat, and they're going to indoctrinate. And unless you're a very active parent, you don't know what's happening.
That's just crazy. I mean, you got to watch this stuff closer than ever before is what it seems like, Carrie.
Definitely, definitely. And luckily, one silver lining from the whole kids having to be at home because of COVID is that more parents are saying, oh, wait a second. No, my kid shouldn't be seeing this.
Yeah.
So
you're
at
right.
least there's one positive from
yeah,
it.
You're right. That was the only. Carrie, thank you so much. That is the only positive to come out of COVID.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Was all this stuff of realizing, hey, maybe what my kids are learning in the classroom isn't like the greatest thing ever. Just a hunch. Maybe it's not. Unbelievable.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.